It would be a shame not to find out how much more trouble is lying in wait for us, hmm?
Subjective time compression in the glow is about 8 to 1, Rescuemantis said. But do not fall into the trap of thinking that you've plenty of leeway. Keep the urgency of the situation in mind at all times.
Urgency and the fate of my homeworld, said Julia.
And will you be multitasking while we're off into the glow? Harry said.
Of course, the drone said. Tracking Talavera is a priority, as is establishing contact with the construct, a somewhat challenging task to undertake from the prime tier. Now, remember, the glow is a fabulously seductive continuum, so stay sharp.
You can count on it, said Julia.
Harry nodded.
What the lady said.
Chapter 21. Catriona. Through the web-vein circuits of the ancient forest, she was able to flit from place to place, from shadowy wellspring to bright and breezy canopy, throughout the length and breadth of Sagrana. The flowery dream palace, with its soaring blue pillars and drifting veils of mist, was always there for her, a sanctuary, a resting bower, a reminder. And, as she darted here and there, she saw new, fresh growth, green sprigs sprouting from charred stumps, torn ground levelled and giving forth grass and fungi and teeming with natural wildlife. The damage she had caused during her undisciplined defence against the Brolturans was being steadily healed. She also saw how the Uvovo worked with spirited direction, a consequence of the Zirudin's effective takeover of the Great Forest. Or was it more to do with Sigrana's abdication? Greg brought the Zirudin to Nivesta, and Catriona as the keeper was turned into a conduit for its permeation throughout the continental forest, and since then there had been a schism at the heart of things. For a time, she had felt the strains and dark moods of disagreement between those two inhuman forces, like the sound of thunder filtering down from cloud-swathed mountaintops, the abode of gods. Now, however, it appeared that Sagrana had withdrawn from contention and also from consensus. The hoped-for fusion never took place, there was no compromise, and now no dialogue. Except that Sagrana seemed content to allow the Zirudin to assume sufficient control to pursue its purposes. Thus far, this had amounted to coordinated efforts to restore and revive those parts of the forest damaged during the battles between the Brolturans and the Spiralists, and between them and the Uvovo, and the wounds that Cat had caused.
Perhaps it's just as well that I've been relegated to being little more than a wandering spirit, to the status of an observer, she thought. It's no safe to give me those powers. I've proved that. No, Sagrana needs another keeper. But no matter how often or how intensely or even angrily she had declared this in the openness of her mind, never had she received a reply. She just wanted rid of what increasingly seemed to be a pointless role, and she wanted to go back to her life, that real flesh and blood life. They owed it to her, and she deserved it. She deserved to find happiness and even love, if Greg survived the horrifying conflict that lay ahead.